Critics of the record-breaking incentives package for Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn have been vocal since the deal was announced 2 months ago. But it was supporters who took center stage Monday as Governor Walker signed the bill at Gateway Technical College in Racine County. Many observers predict that Foxconn will build its huge LCD screen manufacturing plant in the county. Now that the bill has been signed, the process moves forward. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on what's next.
A couple hundred people packed into the iMet Center on the Gateway campus Monday afternoon, and Governor Walker took the stage to rousing applause.
Good afternoon.
The Republican governor's team brokered the Foxconn deal, which he calls transformational. The state is committing $3 billion, while the company is expected to invest $10 billion. Foxconn says it could create up to 13,000 jobs at the plant.
This is about ensuring that our children and our children's children will have those kind of really generational type of opportunities.
In celebrating the bill's success, Walker acknowledged it had a rough time in the legislature. While most of Walker's fellow Republicans see job creation and investment in the deal, most Democrats have a different take. They call the plan a huge corporate giveaway that doesn't guarantee the people who need jobs the most will get the posts. And they're troubled by the environmental rollbacks that are part of the incentives package. But Walker says he has confidence in Foxconn, and he believes the project will win over the critics.
I think the bottom line is every day from this day forward, this will increasingly become more popular as people see that they'll follow through on their commitment, as we will follow through on ours.
Walker laid out the next steps in the process. He says the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board still needs to approve the deal. It's scheduled to meet next Thursday. Then the governor says Foxconn officials will be in Wisconsin a few days later to sign a contract with the state and to announce exactly where the plant will be located. Walker says if all goes as planned, groundbreaking on the plant will take place next spring. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha was on hand for the bill signing. He's one of a handful of Democrats who voted for the measure. While he supported it, Barca remains hopeful the package can be changed. He says language in the bill left open the possibility that the plan could be tweaked at the time the contract is signed. The current measure calls for taxpayers to recoup the losses from the $3 billion after 25 years. Barca says the state could shorten that time period in the contract that it signs with Foxconn.
Because I think our feeling all along was that Democrats had put forward motions to try to make it more like a 15-year deal, so that it had 15 years of pain for the company, for job creation, that the taxpayers would be made whole in 15 years. So as close as we can make it to a 15-year deal, the better for the taxpayers.
Meanwhile, some businesses also were represented at the bill signing, expecting they'll develop a relationship with Foxconn. Milwaukee Bucks president Peter Fagan says he plans to contract with the company for items that will adorn the new Bucks Arena.
Talking about the signage, the screens, the televisions themselves, the LED boards, all those things.
Fagan says he speaks regularly with Foxconn execs who've also talked about sponsorships. He wouldn't elaborate on whether that means Foxconn would put its name on the new arena. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.